ओम शांति। एंड द सॉन्ग शी वाज सिंगिंग दैट लवली बाबा हैज कम एंड एवरीबडी लव्स हिम एंड बिकॉज वी हैव मेट बाबा देयर इज intoxication as who I belong to. So Baba's children, 20,000, came from different corners of the world, different corners of Bharat yesterday, and naturally some people had some question, what is this? So some people did ask this question, what is it? How Dadi was talking or Baba was talking about being in Delhi. And what I have observed is, over the years, Babdaza's meeting, the method has changed a lot. In 69, 70s, until 80s, we had individual meeting with Bap Dada. Bap Dada's chariot was young, and sometimes Baba used to come thrice a week, every alternate day, and give 2 to 5 minutes each and every individual. And every individual was getting blessing. And if they had any question, they could ask Baba. But Baba used to answer their question, which was not even asked. Which means Baba is Jani Jananhar, knowing what is in our mind, etc. So that was the days, and when Sukhdham was inaugurated, Baba stayed from evening 6 o'clock to morning 10 o'clock. And most of the days when Baba used to meet, it would be at least 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. So gradually, after Dadi's cancer operation, the timing was shortened, and rather than individual, a group from one country used to meet. And that's how still people used to get lots of tension. Then gradually, as Dadi had fracture, Dadi was allowed to sit in one position on Gadi for only 2 hours. So gradually, even taking drishti, because otherwise 200 people were given chance to come on stage and take drishti. So gradually that also stopped. And as you know, last year Baba's Murli were shot, and just Baba Baba or something short, one or two points. So the thing is, as the chariot is becoming old, naturally the capacity of the soul is decreasing. And I would say, Dadi many times gets disoriented or forgets names of people. So yesterday was, I would say, Dadi was disoriented rather than thinking she is in Madhuban. She had spent a lot of time during Diwali and last couple of weeks. So she was still talking about Delhi. But the drishti before Baba started speaking was very powerful. And I believe those who were there, they got satisfied. They saw the love that Baba had for Dadi Janki and how they interacted with each other. So some of them took that also as a positive thing. So Baba says, don't ask question. What, why, how, etc. Remain observer of the drama and enjoy the scene of drama. But today, in a printing, they sent two Murlis. The Murli that we read on Sunday, 13th November, and yesterday's Murli, 15th November. How many of you haven't been to Delhi? Will you raise your hand? About 15-20. So Baba was saying, you must visit your future kingdom. That's the one thing we should take. Those who haven't visited Delhi should visit their future kingdom. Otherwise, we will revise 13th November's Murli, in which Baba has been talking about accumulate the treasures and become complete. Because in order to become the master of the world, what we need to do is give treasures to everybody. More Brahmins we give the message, naturally, the higher the status will be. So we have to see that we are contributing our treasures to establish the kingdom. And to become the masters of the new world, because all of us have the aim to become rulers in golden age. And so naturally, if we want to become rulers, we have to create not only subject but air quality souls. And we have to accumulate treasures. So the treasures that we receive imperishable from Baba, we receive equally. Everybody receives that treasure. Baba doesn't limit treasures to one or another. Everybody receives. And everybody will be able to accumulate more and share it with others. The imperishable treasures we receive from Baba is first and foremost knowledge. And Baba always says, each and every jewel of Murli is worth 1,000,000 rupees. So we have to see that we are accumulating and not wasting them. How do we accumulate? Listen to Murli carefully. Churn the jnana and make that treasure ours. So as we churn it, the treasure becomes ours. So jnana, treasures, we receive from Murli. So Murli, we have to listen carefully, churn it, and see that we are not wasting our treasures by giving it to anybody, everybody. Because some people are very fond of sharing jnana with everybody. Whether people are interested or not, they keep on giving them jnana. Especially their family and friends. Because many times family is not interested. Wife who is in jnana, she really wants to share her treasure with her children and her husband. So she will come home after Murli and say, oh, today Baba said like this, Baba said like that. And family who is not interested sometimes will say, come on, I heard what Baba wants to tell us. You keep it to yourself. Enough of listening to you and your Baba. So that's where we have to see. And sometimes, jnana, we are told, give the course for 45 minutes. But sometimes, the new students are interested and teacher is also very much interested. So they keep on asking questions and teacher also wants to keep on sharing. So they will, rather than course being completed in 45 minutes, they will take 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. So that's what is wasted, because what is observed is our brain will be receptive to new things for 45 minutes. Afterwards, it's not receptive. So we have to see that. Otherwise, we are not only wasting yarn treasures, but wasting our time, wasting somebody else's time. The second valuable treasure we receive is powers. More we have remembrance, more we receive powers. And that also Baba emphasizes, Amrit Vela is the best time to have meditation. So we have to see that we have powerful Amrit Vela. And we are able to keep lots of power. And also we need to check also which power I need. Because we can select the power that we need. Our aim is to become all virtuous, completely viceless. So we have to see which weakness I have, which virtue I am missing. And depending on that, we should accumulate that power so that we are able to overcome our vices. Suppose somebody is greedy, which means there is lack of contentment power. So one has to churn as how much we are receiving from Baba. People are missing all the treasures from Baba and we are receiving it. So having seen how much treasures we have collected, we will be content. So we have to overcome vices, we have to become virtuous. Because sometimes people say, I have never been loved in my life. I don't know how to love. I need love, but I don't know how to love. Or they say, okay, Baba, I love as a father, but teacher I don't love. Even in my academic education, I never loved teacher. And especially if the teacher was asking question, I would never appreciate that. I remember in Australia, one of the BK brother, he gave up coming to class because in the class, in those days after Murali, we used to revise Murali and ask questions what Baba told about this or that. So he said, no, I don't like this style of teaching. He stopped coming. So the thing is, we have to see the positive side. Because we, in order to accumulate treasures, we have to use jnana and yoga. Jnana will make us realize what is father's love, what is mother's love, what is teacher's love. So by having that churning, we realize many things. So, with jnana and yoga, we accumulate many powers. Then there is a treasure of happiness. that we receive from Baba. Happiness, naturally of the golden age, but here also, Baba teaches us to be positive and gives us that inheritance of 21 births, purity, peace and happiness. So more we observe purity, peace and happiness will automatically come. So we have to value all these treasures and increase them and not allow to take sorrow, because we lose happiness if we are taking sorrow. Because some people, they have sensitive nature. So even if people don't smile, they take sorrow. Or anything goes wrong in the life, they take sorrow. But that is worldly people. We are jnani people. We have to look at every situation as karma and drama. Not get affected by sanskars and personality of other people. Otherwise, we take sorrow because some person is rough or blaming us or criticizing us. So people will do whatever they want to do. That is their sanskar. And that's what I have to remind myself, that I should not take sorrow. I should be having so much happiness that little bit things going around here and there, up and down, should not affect me. Because Kaliyuga, everything is going to be topsy and turvy. So we have to see we don't take sorrow. And the most valuable treasure we have is of time. And that we have to be careful that we are not wasting our time. Because sometimes people say, I'm in the habit of sleeping 8 hours. 6 hours sleep is not enough for me. So if I sleep, at least I'm not wasting my time. And so they sleep a lot. Or they are used to, as soon as they are free, start talking to people. So they may not only waste time, but words also. Waste time, waste words. Or people are used to watch television or social media, and they spend a lot of time on that. Social media. So we have to see that our time is very valuable and we are using it in a worthwhile way. Then another valuable treasure we have is thoughts. All our life we have given full freedom to mind. Think anything. Feel whatever you feel. But now we have to screen our mind and see whatever I am thinking, is it worthwhile or not? Is it helping me or helping someone? So Baba says now, we do not allow negative thought, waste thought, even ordinary thought. What am I going to eat? What am I going to dress? What others are dressed like? Because otherwise we were extrovert, looking at everybody what they are doing. And whether they are dressed properly or not, and whether their makeup is proper or not, what is their hairstyle, what is the color of their eyes, etc. So we used to waste a lot of thoughts in an extrovert way. So now we have to see, we are not extrovert. As soon as we have time, we remain introvert and remain in Baba's remembrance. So that will save our thought energy. Then words. Another treasure is our words. That also we have to see. Baba says, speak sweetly, softly, and essenceful. Now some people have habit of keep on repeating the same thing. So we have to see that we are not repeating the same thing, and whatever is needed, when we need to be essenceful, we become essenceful. When we have to be doing expansion, we do expansion. So that also, words are also valuable, and not be a chatterbox talking all the time. Our breath. Our physical energy is also very valuable. Most of the time we do use it in a worthwhile way. Because nowadays, with modern facilities, we don't run around here and there. And also, we don't need to travel a lot to give message to few people. We have facility, multimedia. We can share our knowledge through media, etc. So we have to see that we are saving our breath also. And finally, the treasure of blessing. Because this is the time we can receive blessing and give blessing. More we bring happiness to others, we will be able to give them blessings. So that's where we have to be careful that we are not hurting anyone. We are just bringing happiness to others, whether thoughts, words, actions, and not bringing sorrow to anyone. Because usually we are careful that we don't hurt anybody through our words, our thoughts, our feelings, because nowadays Baba is talking us to be more subtle. That more we are subtle, we are able to help people. It's not through karma that we are doing vikarma. Because before jnana we used to say, if we are cheating someone, if we are hitting somebody, if we are killing somebody, if we are looting somebody, that's the sinful karma. But no. Now Baba says, even in your mind, you have negative feeling for somebody. That also, people are quite sensitive and can catch what are our feelings. So we have to see that through our negative feeling, we are not hurting anyone. So in 13th November Murli, Baba was saying, in order to accumulate all the treasures, you have to give full stop. Full stop to past. Because what happens is we keep on thinking about what happened in past, or we worry about future, what will happen, because situations are getting worse. Now in a company, if people are terminated their job, then if you are have finishing job, then other people will think, when will be my turn? I may also lose my job. So they start worrying about the future. But Baba says, don't worry about future, don't think about the past, but be in present. Do best in the present and future will be better. So that's where we have to give full stop. Learn to have powerful full stop and not allow any question mark. Because full stop is easy. Question mark to write is not easy. Or surprise mark is also not so easy. So learn to give full stop and remind yourself that at our each step we are able to accumulate millions. So our each thought, each word, each action, we can earn multi-million. And so everything is very valuable. If you realize the value, you will not waste it. Anything that is valuable, you will not waste it. And whatever you want to do, do it now. Because we have this slogan, if not now, never. So we have to start doing everything now. Otherwise, we not be able to do anything. Now or never slogan should be pakka. And not give excuses. As because of this, I haven't done this, or because of this, I got upset, because of this, because of my sanskar, that I speak a little bit roughly or rudely. I don't mean to hurt anybody, but what can I do? This is my nature. So don't give that excuse that this is my nature. When we come to Baba, we change our nature, personality, sanskar, living standard, etc. So remind yourself, I have died from my past. I've taken this new birth of Brahman. So in the new birth, everything should be new and not follow any old tradition. So this is the time to earn income. So to earn income, what we have to be careful is we are not lazy or careless. Now many times people, in order to earn, like those who are factory workers, they have to work in shift. They can't say, oh, night 10 to 5 is my sleeping time, I can't work at that time. Like nurses, factory workers, they have to work in shift because that's the time for their income. Or then they don't have any excuse. Or those who do overtime on weekend, because there is a lot of double income. Some people prefer to work on weekend. And so Baba says when people are earning their income, they don't sleep. They don't doze off. And even if they had to work whole night, they will work because there is income. So that's how we have to see that in order to earn our income, we will have to be very alert and attentive. So in order to not lose our treasure, we have to keep our chart. Just as Baba was saying, businessmen, what they do is check their income and loss and just make sure that they are earning their income, saving and not losing. In the same manner, we are also business people. Brahma Baba was also business person. And we are also business people. So we have to keep checking what has been our daily income, how much I have accumulated today, and how much did I perform vikarma. Because in the early days, we all were very particular, writing our chart, noting down how many hours in each hour, how many minutes did I meditate. Everybody used to have diary in their pocket. Every hour, we'll take out the diary and write, okay, from 1 to 2, how many minutes I meditated, 2 to 3, how many minutes, etc. So they used to keep a chart. And naturally, with that, their attention is there and they are earning income. So checking, attention, noting down chart, realizing the values, because to new ones we always say, now or never. Whatever you want to do, do it now. Otherwise, you will never be able to do. Do the course now. The same thing, I had to tell myself, whatever I want to do, I had to do now. Otherwise, I may not get chance, because every second that is happening is we have to consider as that's the last moment, ever ready. We have to remain ever ready, because anything can happen suddenly. So more we pay attention, more we are able to help ourselves. So Baba, for how many years, from 69 until 2014-15, given us lots of treasures. If you read each and every Murli of the past, it's such deep. And so, even if the Murli that present is a little bit short or not having some deep points, we should not feel bad, because Baba has given us enough. And even Sakar Murli, today's Murli was such good Murli. I was in two minds whether to revise Sakar Murli or revise 13th November's Murli, because Baba's each and every Murli is full of many, many treasures. So more we accumulate those treasures, we will not have any questions in our mind. Om Shanti.